Today's gospel is all about making things known, about finding the things that only God can see. And in a way, we think about the fact that God knows things, knows everything about us, but we don't really grasp it, I don't think. It doesn't really enter into us. To really know that everything about us is known, and that everything about us will be made known, which is kind of a scary proposition. Even the hairs of our head are counted. Now, it takes God a little bit longer to count my hairs than Father Saunders, but nonetheless, both are counted. I can say that because he's flying back from Boston tonight. But if we really think about that, it can be a little scary. This idea that all the things that we've done that we would rather not anybody know about are the same things that on Judgment Day become revealed. And that's a frightening prospect. Because Judgment Day is about two things: making everything revealed, also showing how God's providence works through even the negative events of our lives to bring out the good. But that first part is really what we think about, the part where our hidden faults become known. At least I do. But when we think about it in the sense that when we're forgiven, God chooses to forget. So the same things that we hold in a shameful way in our lives, that we would never want other people to know about us, are the same things that when we bring it to God in the sacrament of confession, and we're truly sorry for it, he chooses to forget, to put it behind him. In fact, in the Old Testament, it always talks about God throwing our sins behind his back. That's a Hebrew expression that means it's as if it never existed. It's behind him. He doesn't see it anymore. Of course, God knows all things, but he chooses to allow this to become something of our past. And that's a wonderful thing. And it's a lesson for us as well, because while God does that for us, how often do we not do that for ourselves? So many times we hold on to the sins of our past. Either we say that we're not really forgiven, that we don't feel that we've forgiven, but God doesn't make us feel a certain way. He chooses to do something in our life. We are forgiven, whether we feel like it or not. Or we'll get into a pattern of sin that we believe will never be broken. And so each time we confess it, we sort of go out with that assumption that it's going to happen again. Not really trusting in the grace of God to really put it behind us and let us walk forward. These are things that really hold us back. This is why the devil is called the accuser. Because he will lure us into sin, and then after we commit it, he'll look at us and say, "Look how terrible you are. How can you ever think you're forgiven of this sin? How do you ever think you're going to get out of this sin?" Because Satan always wants us to forget about the love and the grace of Christ, which can break all of the chains. It may take a lifetime, or it may be done in an instant, but those chains will be broken if we truly turn our sins over to God. So that the judgment day, then, is not a time to fear. Because as we bring our sins to God and he throws it behind him, those are things that it's as if they never happened. So that on the judgment day, for those who have been reconciled with God and have stayed reconciled with God as they approach that great and fearful day, it's actually a day of joy. Because what God will be looking at is not all of our sins, but he'll be looking at the way we cooperated with the death and resurrection of his Son. The way we sanctified ourselves from within. Not the Protestant idea that we're still horrible, but that God is looking at Christ instead of us. No, that he's really looking at us, who we are. That Christ, because we are forgiven, and because we receive him in the Blessed Sacrament, God actually sees Christ in us. It's a transformation from within. So the key for us is the next time we bring our sins before God and we receive that absolution from Christ through the priest, that we truly know that our life has changed forever, and that God has forgiven us in His great mercy, and that the things that we fear most becoming known to others are actually the things that God has already known, has already forgotten.